The Property Hub is dead. Long live Property Hub. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been building this up for a while, and rightly so. What we're bringing you this week is hopefully, in a property sense, going to change your lives. In this week's podcast, we have overhauled everything.
Yes, welcome to the Property Podcast, where one thing hasn't changed. Every Thursday morning, property investors come together to be informed and inspired. That's the same. Everything else is up for grabs. We're very, very excited this week. So don't go anywhere because you'll want to know what's changed and how it's going to help you.
So lots of exciting things to discuss and tell you about. But before we get there, you probably know by now, but we're consistent. So we are not missing the opportunity to talk about a new story, particularly one, Rob, with stats as staggering as this. The headline says, shock fall through figures show almost 50% of sales collapsing. Big headline, very scary. Should people be scared?
Yeah, you see a lot of news stories reporting a percentage increase or decrease here or there, and it's not all that exciting. But this is a change big enough to be significant. I'd always had in my head that a fairly typical fall-through rate was around about a third of sales. And according to the company Your Move Now, who's been tracking these things, that's round about right. A typical fall-through rate is around 28 to 30% of all sales, which is still a lot. That means, as a seller, you might think that you finally got an offer on your house, you've accepted it, you're mentally moving on, but one in three times, that's going to fall through and you'll have to start all over again. And that says a lot about the system that we've got, which is a rant for another day. But the amazing thing is how between the third quarter and the fourth quarter of 2018, that jumped from around 28% to 50%. That is enormous. And the biggest reason, according to their study, was just the buyer changing their mind and pulling out. Obviously, there's always going to be buyers getting cold feet, changing their mind, having mortgage offers fall through, all sorts. That's why there's always a fairly high fall through rate. But for it to go up that much and for changing their mind being the biggest reason, it's hard to imagine that many more people have suddenly got indecisive. It's got to be because of all the political uncertainty that's going on at the moment. What does that mean? Well, it means if you're selling, that's really bad news. It's not a good time to be in the market selling a property. It is, however, a very good time to be in the market as a buyer of property because it means there's going to be a lot of let down sellers around. And it's just logical that if they've already had a sale agreed on their property, they've mentally committed to moving on, they may have even committed to a further purchase or to taking a new job somewhere else or moving abroad or whatever. They are committed, but their offer isn't there anymore. They're going to be far, far more willing to sell at the price that you want the next time around, just so they can get that sale back on track. So Rob, the number is impressive in its own right, but I think the broader lesson here is about how you can make what you want out of different circumstances. You can be like everyone else and be nervous, or you can turn the situation to your advantage.
Absolutely. I think for long-time listeners, you'll notice a pattern here that as the news gets gloomier, we get more excited. This is the time to get involved and take action when others are asleep. This isn't going to last long. We're going to have a decision on Brexit soon. And when that decision is made, people will go, oh, right, okay, it wasn't as bad as I thought, because we all have mentally priced in a disaster. Now, we may get a disaster, but that's what we expected. And anything less than a disaster is going to be great. So once that decision has been made and we all get clarity on what we're dealing with, people will start to warm up and go, wait a minute, employment's low, the economy's in a decent position, interest rates are low, I can get good yields in these places. Actually, lo and behold, I've just read a news report that says Manchester's been growing for 3 years. I thought everywhere was in the doldrums. And this is the point. People are led by news stories. Don't let news stories or statistics or scary headlines be your investment advisor. You be your investment advisor. And look at the patterns, look at history. And history will tell you right now that now is a great time. When people are nervous, that's when the best opportunities are out there. So don't be kicking yourself in 12 months' time thinking, oh, I should have done something. You've been told, we've given you a heads up. We've done this several times on the podcast now. And so far, our track record on the podcast is when it's gloomy, things are great. And we get nervous when things are booming. So don't be nervous, be bold. So we've been hinting at something big for weeks now, months actually if you've been really listening, because Rob and I and our team have been working on a massive project, a project that is going to change things, a project that is going to impact your lives. We've completely overhauled the Property Hub.
Yes, this is big. This is really, really big. This is not just us getting excitable because we've got a new website and it looks better. We do have a new website. It does look a heck of a lot better. And we are excited about that. But that's just the absolute surface level. And we're not here to just talk for 10 minutes about how great our new website looks. The purpose of this episode is to explain why this is exciting for you. You should care about all the things that are going on around that, how you can take advantage of those immediately, and what that means. Because, Rob, we've been doing this for quite a few years now, more years than I'd really like to think about. And we've loved providing free education.
It's what we're passionate about. The free education is a must for us. It's a value, it's a principle that we live by. We've loved bringing you all the info through the podcast, whether it be the main property podcast or Ask Rob and Rob, the forum, and that's you sharing your own education, but we set that up because we wanted to give you that ability to do that. Whether it's the books, yes, you have to pay a bit of money for them, but they're cheap. You know, they're not priced at £50, £100. The books are there and accessible to nearly everybody. And of course, the courses on the website as well. We've always done this because we believe it's the right thing to do. Because if we enable people, if we empower people to be able to become confident investors, then it's just a win-win. People feel great about their decision to be a property investor because they're coming from a place of education and not nervousness. And then they feel good about the Property Hub and tell more people and share what we've done. So everyone wins. It's a wonderful situation where you give and you get. And that's great. But we've grown frustrated because we've been limited to what we could do. Because Rob and I are so passionate about creating content and giving more. And there's so much more we've wanted to do. But we've been held back because we've had other things in our lives, like running multiple businesses. So Rob, frustrated with that, but committed to doing more. We've made a lot of changes over the last 12 to 18 months.
We have. It's been unbelievable how much has happened in the last year. And I think we've referenced this on the podcast before, and it can't have made much sense because on the face of it, we didn't actually do anything last year. We didn't launch anything new. Nothing on the podcast appeared to be that much different. But behind the scenes, we were working really hard. I remember it was actually on the 2nd of January a year ago that we got together and we sketched out what it was that things were going to look like. And it's taken from then until now, so about 13 months, to actually make it happen. And these things never happen as quickly as you want them to. But when you look back, we've actually done loads. The size of our team today is bigger than 40. A year ago, it was nowhere near that. And in the next 6 months, that's going to be through 50, just to give you a feel of how fast this is growing. We've opened up a new office for that team, slap bang in the middle of Manchester. We've still got an office in London, but we've now got an unbelievable Manchester office. And those hires are working across all the various different services that we offer. But some of the most important hires we've made this year are to work purely on the education content that we put out. So when we started, it was just the two of us recording a podcast. The first few episodes, Rob would literally sit there and edit out all the mistakes himself. And that takes quite a long time because it's quite a lot of mistakes. Then as time went on, we got a bit more help. We had assistants, we had people doing different tasks for us. But now, for the first time, we've got a dedicated team who are purely there all day, every day, just to help us produce even more educational resources across more platforms, more formats, and more frequently. And that means that as of right now, there's going to be a massive change in the quality and the quantity of what we're able to provide for you.
Absolutely. So with immediate effect, if you go to propertyhub.net, you will find new articles. For the first time, we've bringing articles to the website to help you, property investors, get a different way of consuming information. We've done really well with audio, but we want you to be able to read in detail stuff that we feel is of interest that is better through written form. So you've now got articles on the website. They are live now and there's more coming. We've got more webinars. No, not those crappy salesy webinars where you're on for 5 hours and then you get sold a course that's rubbish at the end. No, these are webinars that are useful, that have information in them, not just a hint of information, that you, by the end of it, are going to go, wow, I learned a lot there. We are overhauling the meetups. There's going to be a new format. We're really excited about it. We wanted to improve that experience and make it more consistent. So wherever you go, that feel, that environment, and what you get from it is the same. So whether you're in Liverpool or London, you will get to enjoy that experience and know what to expect. And we've got loads of videos. We've got videos coming on YouTube, so make sure you subscribe to YouTube at Property Hub UK. But Rob, to say we're just putting more videos and more courses on the website is a real understatement, because this is one of the areas where we spent a lot of time.
We did. We've invested heavily in our courses. It's one of the things that historically we've got the most positive feedback about. People love the fact that they can go on and watch a course, learn something new in a nice structured way, and it's completely free. So we've taken that and made it radically better. But again, we were frustrated because it was really hard for us to find the time to put the course together and record it and put some visuals on top of it. And then it never looked as good as we wanted it to because we had that constraint. But because we've invested so heavily now, we're now able to bring you more courses more frequently, and they look unbelievable. The courses area of our site, we're now calling Property Hub University, because that's what we aspire towards. This is going to be a complete curriculum for everything you could possibly want to learn about property. If you go on there right now, you'll find a whole bunch of courses. Some of them are courses we've had up previously that now look far, far better. Some of them are absolutely brand new, and we're going to be adding to those far more regularly than we were before. We've made them so much more engaging and entertaining to watch. They're broken up into bite-sized chunks, so you don't have to dedicate a whole hour. If you've only got 5 minutes, that's fine. You can sit down and watch a module and learn something and come back to exactly where you left off. And at the end of each module, there's a little quiz, which is really important because there's no point in sitting down and watching something for an hour if you're just going to forget it straight afterwards. The way to really solidify what you've learned and make sure that it sticks in your head so you can actually act on it, which is the entire point, is to test your knowledge. So we've built that right in there to make sure that you're learning, you're immediately testing your knowledge, and then you're building on that with the next module. So every course you take is expanding your knowledge and ultimately going to allow you to be a more successful investor. And that is the entire point of all of this.
It is. But here's the good news. This is just the start. When you go to propertyhub.net today and you see the lovely looking new website, you dig into the university and the articles and everything else we've mentioned, you think, great, wow. But this is just the first step. Now we've got this team, we're going to keep ramping up more. There's a lot going to be happening this year. More of what we've already talked about and brand new stuff as well. Last year we were pretty quiet because there's so much work going behind the scenes. But this year we're noisy. We've got a lot happening and it's all for your benefit. And we want you to take advantage of it and tell other people about it so they can too. Now you may have heard us saying propertyhub.net. We've dropped the Now, if you, by mistake, use our old website and go to thepropertyhub.net, you'll still be redirected. But like Facebook was once the Facebook, and we were once the Property Hub, we are now today propertyhub.net. So the URL is a little different, so make sure you register that one. You may also notice that our logo has changed. Well, to say changed is an understatement. It's completely changed. Have a look at it and also see if you can see the hidden symbol that really reflects the values that we believe in. And once you spot it, you won't be able to unsee it. So there's so many things that have been going on, but not just content with overhauling all the content and bringing you more, making it look better and doubling down on what we produce. We've also, in the last 12 to 18 months, overhauled our businesses. And businesses that you once knew and loved have gone. Yellow Lettings and RMP Property aren't there anymore. But don't worry, they've been replaced by bigger and better versions. Property Hub Lets is now where you'll find our letting service, and Property Hub Invest is where you'll find our investment service. Now, we're not going to bang on about these businesses any more than we have in the past. We're going to keep it light. This is education-led. For those people who already work with us, you would have started to see some of the changes, but you're going to notice a lot more. And if you haven't worked with us yet and you're considering it, your experience is going to be fabulous. We've always loved what we've done with the businesses previously, but like the content, we've always wanted to upgrade. We've always wanted to do more. We've always wanted to push ourselves, and finally we can. So you'll find those services on the website as well. They are further down. This is education-led, as we've said, but if you want to look at them, you can.
So all this is available to you. This is something that we've worked really hard on, that we've invested really heavily in, and we are so excited because we love putting this stuff out there. It's our favourite parts of our week. And now we're going to be able to do even more of it, which is just brilliant. So 2019 is going to be very exciting for us and hopefully for you, because hopefully you'll enjoy it and you're going to go and make use of this. That's the best way that you can help us and help yourself, is to go and use all this stuff. That's the whole point. The whole reason for this is that we believe in the power of property investment to change your life. It's changed our lives. We've seen it change the lives of thousands of other people in our community. We love spreading that message. That's what it's all about. So go and use what we've put together to help you do that. If you've got a Property Hub account already, then that will still work. You can log in exactly the same way. If not, then, well, there's no better time to sign up, because there's now more reason than ever. You can sign up, get stuck straight into Property Hub University, go and look at all the new courses we've got on there. They really are fantastic. To do that, all you need to do is visit the website, the new website at its new home at propertyhub.net.
So go there now. Let us know what you think. You can reach out to us on the socials at Property Hub UK, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you'll find us at that same handle. That's at Property Hub UK. Go in the forum. That looks great too. Get in there. There's threads on this very topic of what do you think of the new look Property Hub. We want to know. We want your feedback. What do you love? And also, what do you want? Or what do you want to change? We can keep improving. We've got the team to do that now. That's a theme that will never disappear. We're constantly looking to improve. We constantly want to push to bring you more, give you more, and find a way of serving you better. We've done this podcast for a long time now, and the feedback that we get still blows us away today. It's incredible, and we thank you so much. If you're enjoying this, then please just share it. That's the biggest thank you you can give. We don't need to use the businesses that we have. If they suit you, then fantastic. But for 90% of people, it probably won't be. What this is about is building a community that can help each other. We've got the forum, we've got the magazine, we've got these videos, we've got the podcasts. We're going to give you more this year. So if you're loving it, even if you're just liking it quite a lot, please just tell people. Get people to subscribe to the podcast. Get people signing up on the website because it's free. You know, there's no big sell-up course afterwards. It's just free content that you can do. This is going to pee a lot of people off in the industry, what we've done, because we already annoyed a fair few by giving so much away. When this news comes out, it's going to ruin people's days because people charge courses for what we're going to put out free. And if you're listening, people who charge for courses, you should be worried because what we're going to put out is probably going to be better than the stuff you charge for. We are that committed. That is the benchmark. We want our stuff to be better than the paid stuff. There's going to be a lot coming to the website in the next 12 months. As you can tell, we're really passionate about it. This is something that you're going to benefit from and hopefully the people you share it with too. We hope you love it. We hope you adore it. And we look forward to hearing your feedback. So enjoy, dig in, get to propertyhub.net now and take advantage of it all. And it starts next week with a whole new theme for February for the podcast.
Yes, there's a theme running through all the episodes that are coming out in February, and we think that you'll probably find them the most valuable that we've ever done. So all you need to do is stay subscribed and keep tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.